look away.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show on this, a beautiful Saturday, the 12th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2018. We're having a really good show today. And right now, we're talking to Dan in Hawaii and Mike in Kentucky. So, hey, gentlemen, let's continue. And, Dan, one quick question. What is the number of fishers now opened up there in, what was it, Leilani, I think?
Leilani Estates.
Okay.
I was talking to... I can't remember. I've been calling around getting, you know, information. I can't remember the exact number. It's quite a few now that have opened up.
Yeah, I was saying last I saw, I think a day or two ago, was 14.
Yeah, I think it's gone up three or four from that right now. I think it's...
Wow.
I keep thinking 17 or 18, but I can't tell you exactly. I've forgotten.
That's no problem, buddy. I was just curious, you know. I would not want to be right there in that particular area. But like you said, you know, it's being overblown some, I believe. You know, for the people that live there, you know, it's the end of their lives as they know it. You know, but for the island as a whole, it doesn't appear to me to be all that, you know, threatening. And if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
Well, people here where I am, you know, I'm about maybe a mile and an eighth from the structure where it's flowing underground. It's flowing
right
under the highway that comes out up above me a little. And that's about a mile and an eighth, I figure, going by the map. It goes under the road. And further down, it comes out in Leilani. And then it hasn't hit the ocean yet. And then there's a road down at the ocean. You got two roads
uh-huh.
down to the small town that's 8 miles from here. Both roads are still open. Although on the upper road, the main highway, they won't let people over it, even though it's open.
Right.
And, which I think is pretty stupid. They should have a pilot car and, you know, take groups of people through there. We have to divert down and around, and it's an extra, oh, probably 10, 12 miles to get to town. But that we could lose that. It could go to the ocean. Normally, these flows like this, they run in a similar pattern. They're adjacent flows running adjacent to each other down this big structure called a pally.
Right.
Generally, probably maybe 20% of the time it might hit the ocean, if that much. So hopefully we'll keep the lower road by the ocean open. If it closes up, then there's no way out of here except for the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Lava's going under the highway. If that closes up, then we're locked in here. And then we'd have to take boats out of there down into a town called Hilo, Hawaii. So far,
okay.
So good. I'm about a mile, like I said, about a mile and an eighth from where it goes under the highway. So
is the smoke affecting you very... I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, sorry. People out here where I live, we're pretty philosophical about it. Nobody's really... If we got to go, we got to go. And either
right.
The house is taken or not. So just keep our bug-out bags handy and, you know, all your papers and mortgage and all that stuff and collectibles, whatnot, irreplaceables, and
mm-hmm.
Good pair of boots.
Right.
And you're gone. You bug out. So,
or
I'm
nothing else you can do.
Nothing else you can do.
I've seen several of the...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just looking at the like computer animations and Google Earth pictures and stuff like that of the topography or the lay of the land there, it looks like that the volcano has created a lot of land there for over a long period of time, and it tends to be the way that the lava is making the island on that kind of the southeast side. Is that not what it looks like?
Yeah, these flows tend to run adjacent each other from up at the top of the Pali. Very similar flow appearance. They're like arms
that not
hanging down or hairs. And
well, the Hawaiian Islands themselves, the further west you go, they get smaller because they are eroded. Each one of those is volcanically created, so it makes sense that the volcano is moving east over time.
East. Or the
eventually there's
going to
be another island. Eventually there'll be another island over towards the east.
Yeah, I suppose that's correct. That structure's already being created here off the Big Island. It's still submerged. It's still way down. It's called Lo'ihi. And it's out there, and maybe in a million years it'll break the surface and come up.
I don't know about a million years. It could happen next week.
Well,
could
I think
start,
it might
the vent could divert and start happening next week. I think this the Hawaiian Islands, amongst other things, is pretty good evidence of an expanding Earth. I don't think we know exactly how much, and I think it has diminished quite a bit, but the Earth itself is a vacuum, and it's drawing stuff to it all the time. Well, that has to cause it to expand. I've seen some phenomenal meteor showers, and who knows how many megatons of stuff that represents. But there's also evidence
I'm in full agreement with you there, and have been for years, that we're getting a larger diameter. Earth is growing. I like the Thomas Van Flandern theory. It's called the exploding planet theory by Dr. Tom Van Flandern. He was the headed up the Naval Observatory in Baltimore, and he agrees with that, and he believes that planets get wider and wider diameters to the point where they the inner molecular structure compresses so much it simply cracks those atoms and it blows up. The planet blows up. And
the asteroid belt could have come from a planet like that.
That's what he believes.
Oh, yeah.
That was
or the rings of Saturn or the rings of Jupiter.
Theory, yeah.
Rings of Jupiter, rings of Saturn.
Yeah. I actually talked to him a couple times, just email. Very interesting man, very intelligent. And that was fun. I enjoyed that.
And the cosmic ray factor, you don't know. I don't think they fully understand what that could be doing to what's, you know, mineral water and stuff in the mantle.
Yeah.
So that may be another factor in expansion.
Now, as far as radiation, Tam, you probably remembered when we were in, we referred to that stuff as REMS.
Yeah,
you remember
we did.
That. And 500 REMS, that's correct, and 500 REMS, if you receive that in a lifetime, because it's cumulative throughout a lifetime.
Yep.
If you receive 500 REMS, you would be dead.
Yes.
But there have been instances where people, during different situations, from breakdowns in systems, actually got much higher doses and lived. So it depends on the health of the organism, I think. And,
I think so, too. And it, of course, depends on the type of radiation.
And the type of radiation. Now, plutonium is probably the one you don't want. That's possible, I suppose.
Well,
no, even depleted uranium is not good for tissues, of course.
No. Well, what Dan and I were exposed to, besides the reactor, was basically ionizing radiation from tritium.
Yeah, and tritium. That's correct. Tritium, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we had tritium.
That junk is all over the place.
Yeah.
I think the only way you can do is try to strategize your diet and reduce the stress from exposure. I mean, spirulina.
I think another way to pull it out of your body, as well as other chemicals and whatnot, is to take sea salt. Now, it's got to be sea salt.
Yeah.
And you take, this is what I do. I do it about once a month. You take one full quart of water, good water, filtered water, and you heat it up so it's pretty warm. It's beyond lukewarm, but it's warm. And you drink it down as quickly as you can. And it takes me about, maybe 8-10 minutes to drink it all down. And then anywhere from about 5 minutes to maybe an hour, you're going to have a bowel movement. And that'll clean you out real good. And it'll pull all kinds of stuff out of your body. So that's what I
do. How much? Did you say a gallon?
It's a quart.
Oh, a quart.
Hot water, and then you take, and you take two level teaspoons of sea salt. But it must be sea salt.
Sure.
Now, this comes from a book I've had for years. It's Healing for the Age of Enlightenment by a man named Stanley Burroughs. And he lived here in Kona. And he was about, 75 at the time. There's a picture of him on the beach in Kona. The big guy, 6'3", 6'4". And he had the most, he did this quite a bit. And he had the most incredible physique for a man that age that I've ever seen. That's how I got interested in it. So, for what it's worth.
You guys get lots of sunshine down there, so you get lots of vitamin D, but I've also read that even some surfers in Hawaii and people that are in Florida have been tested to be low in vitamin D. It makes no sense unless there's something in our diet that's doing that, or a lifestyle.
Or they're just not going outside.
Well, no, I'm talking surfers.
Oh, surfers, yeah, you do. I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, there's medications that'll do that, deplete your vitamin D, but that guy's...
yes, there are.
But it'll make you allergic to the sun, too, so... a lot of people advocate fish oil for that. There's a doctor in Florida that discovered that she could get her patients out into the sun, elderly patients that were on some of these meds, by taking some ridiculous amount, 3 grams a day or maybe even more than that. I can't remember. But it was a huge amount of fish oil. And within about 6 weeks, they could enjoy the sunshine state where they lived.
Wow.
Everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Anything in moderation, even the sun. So,
well, it gives you an immunity to sunburn and stuff. Because the Inuit peoples that live in the Arctic Circle and eat a lot of this oily fish, they don't have skin cancer. They're out in the sun all the time.
Yeah.
They, you know, you got to figure an explanation for that. There has to be something in their diet.
Some would call it
pretty much got to be, yeah.
They're exposed to a lot of radiation because that's where the Van Allen belts and the Northern Lights come down, plunging into the earth. They found penguins have an ultraviolet coating on their feathers. It's an oil, similar oil, and that may be a factor.
Yeah, well, I'll let you go, Tim. Everybody, I wanted to say one thing about fear. The only thing I try to fear is God.
Yeah, I agree.
That's it. I try not to fear anything else. And I think fear is a matter of decision. You can decide not to be fearful. You can decide to be happy. That's why we have this ability, I think. But one thing you must fear is God, the fear of God.
Amen.
I agree with that.
I think that's one of the phrases, isn't it? The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
That sounds good.
In the prose.
Sounds
I think
great.
That's the scripture. I can't quote the verse.
Yeah. All right, Tim, thank you.
Hey, thank you, buddy. You take it easy. Take care of yourself.
You too. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Ron. Stay with you and those in Hawaii.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, hon.
Bye.
Yeah, in case you didn't figure it out, Mike, Dan and I are both submariners.
That was probably some of the early research to figure out how people could live in space. You guys down in an enclosed space.
I'm not aware of it, but I'm sure it was.
Well, the ionic filtration systems? That one guy on TV sells a bunch of, auric as the metal plates that you have to rinse off.
Well, believe it or not, that's a real thing. When I was in submarines, I don't know about now, they might have something more high-tech now. But, yes, that's exactly what it was, metal plates, and also they had activated charcoal filters behind those plates. And, back when I was in, everybody on a submarine smoked. And if one of those went out, believe me, you knew it. They had about, 10 or 12 of them on the whole boat. But if just one went out, you knew it.
They had to develop ways to scrub the carbon monoxide out of the air, too, just like they did on the spaceships.
Right.
So, carbon dioxide, and if you're under the water for several days, the air gets pretty dang stale.
Try several months.
Well, when the nuclear age, nuclear-powered happened, I'm going back to the old diesel stuff.
Yeah, diesel boats forever. An old mantra we had.
Well, they had to learn. It was a big learning curve. I'm sure it started with the Germans figuring out, why did all our submariners go nuts? It must have been the carbon monoxide or carbon dioxide. And they figured out how to scrub it out.
Well, now they can make... The only thing that limits our boats now, believe it or not, is food. It's not water. It's not air. It's food. They just can't carry enough food to go more than about 3 months.
I'm sure they've looked at hydroponics and figuring out how to grow some. Like they have
space. Well, you think so, because I know when we used to come in from patrol, we'd pull into either Holyoke, Scotland, or Charleston, South Carolina, and the pilot boat, when they'd come out to meet us, would hand over like 25 gallons of milk in 5-gallon containers, case after case of fresh fruit and salads, so the guys could start eating the good stuff before we even pulled into port. And it was incredible. Most of the time you try to get people topside to handle stores, coming aboard, nobody would come up. I mean, you'd have chief of the boat have to get on there and start yelling. But when that pilot boat came out, everybody who wasn't on watch was up there to help. And apples and oranges were getting grabbed and everything else.
Well, you think that's a morale issue and public relations, because they're likely going to be meeting their families and other personnel, and they want the crew to seem happy and healthy and well-adjusted, because that'd be bad publicity if everybody come in all sick and dreary and, you're still glad to get off the boat, but that's bad for morale when people come in from a mission and they're all sick and tired.
Yep, that's true. Well, you're welcome to hang on for a minute, Mike. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes, 800-313-9443.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime Membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Welcome. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and we hope everybody's having a great day. We have Mike in Kentucky on the phone with us still. Hey, guys, I was just noticing on the news that they say that nearly 2,000 residents near the Hawaiian volcano has been ordered to evacuate, and that they're expecting it to get possibly even stronger like it did in 1924. So, you know, a stronger eruption. So people in Hawaii still have more to come, apparently.
They're saying this might be a very long event.
Well, the one in 1924, they said, lasted 2 weeks. So, you know.
We're already in about the second week of this.
Yeah, well, they've got, they say within a 30-mile radius of ash being in the air for the cities, you know, in a 30-mile radius. So, like I said, just keep everybody in Hawaii in our prayers. That it doesn't get a whole lot worse, but like I said, they're saying the strongest one hasn't come yet, so.
Yeah, well, these fissures continue to open up, I guess 3 or 4 more, according to Dan, in the past couple of days. You know, it started out with 2 or 3, and then it went to 6, and then it went to 10, and then to 14, and I now guess 17 or 18. Well, let's face it, that Leilani Estates is probably toast. But I think the rest of the Big Island is fine, and I think Dan believes that also. And he's fairly close to it.
Yeah, he's living it.
Yeah, he is.
I do think inevitably, though, that seems to be the the direction. You can get on a map and just plot the direction that volcanic vent is traveling relatively. The islands are going kind of west and the volcanoes are popping up to the east. So it's, you know, the Earth's
right.
crust, the crust of the Earth is slipping that direction, I think. And, you know,
yes,
look
it
at
is.
The seafloor. Seafloor shows expansion cracks, like
right.
stretch marks on a woman, you know.
Yes.
So.
I said weeks.
Well, you're right.
17 days. But people also have to remember that depending on which way the wind is blowing, a lot of the things that will kill you is the poisonous gases that are coming up while the volcano is erupting. And, you know, when the wind blows it your way, you need to be careful.
Yeah, look out.
Like I said, it's a deadly gas. So.
That's what I was
going to
mention.
Fairly close to those vents. I don't know what the range is, but I know you got to be fairly close to them for the sulfur gases, I think it's sulfur dioxide, to actually become fatal. Now, it'll cause throat, eye, lung, irritation, and all that.
Well, in the cool of the morning or the cool of the evening when the air is real calm and still, you can have pockets of it sort of concentrates.
That's true. Yeah, that is true.
And little inversions of layers of air that can trap it, so.
That is very true. You're right, Mike.
Well,
you know,
I've seen stuff like that happen.
I guess it's still better than that lake in Africa that what they call turned or flipped upside down. Basically, where a tremor released all that carbon dioxide and killed all those thousands of people. I don't.
There was another one in Peru. There was the same thing that happened in Peru and down near Bolivia. It's a fairly big. I mean, it happened before Western history, but it was a legend enough to where scientists looked at it and figured out what happened.
Right.
But in that case, it might have been methane.
It could have been.
It was a heavier.
Either one will suffocate you.
Yeah. It displaces oxygen.
Yeah.
It's like a problem with
absolutely.
The submarine. The carbon dioxide displaces oxygen, and even though you have good oxygen levels, if you got too much carbon dioxide, you're loopy and maybe eventually gone. You get,
right.
That's one of the they taught you about that, didn't you, about the delirium and stuff?
Yeah, hypoxia.
Trying to recognize when you've got those symptoms.
Of course,
early,
we also learned about nitrogen narcosis and, you know, when, you know, you're breathing super compressed air, which you don't on a submarine except in the escape trunk, you know, if you're going out
bends.
To do something. And, and the bends also from coming out too fast. I don't know if they still do it, but they used to teach submarine escape training. And... Mm-hmm. They would take you down to the equivalent in a pressure tank of like 80 feet or something like that. And then you put this hood on. It was called a Stanky hood, bright orange plastic and canvas. It had a clear face mask on it. And what they would have you do was exhale continuously going up. Now, if you failed it, you didn't have to worry about not becoming a submariner. You were just dead.
Oh,
it was that simple. You know.
Follow instructions or die.
It was that simple because your lungs would explode.
Yeah. Well, I guess you didn't have to worry about your eardrums bursting either, huh? I've burst mine twice.
I did have that happen.
Yeah, temporary.
But that was, and it wasn't as painful as you would think, but it was painful.
That hurt me.
Man, that's right. Bottom of the hour break, folks. We got a half hour left. If you want to call in, do it now. 800-313-9443. Back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, High blood pressure and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. We're talking to Mike in Kentucky, and we're bringing Rick in on line 5. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Lori. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Dan in Hawaii and all you ships at sea. I know that you guys have been on the subject of air quality, but I wanted to bring something up that I think I meant to mention last week, and I think you're all going to find this fascinating. Mike Adams, the health ranger, if the information I'm getting is correct, if it's accurate, will be launching his competitive station to the YouTube Nation, and that is called Real.Video, and I think he's doing it on the 4th of July.
Oh, wow.
Real.video.
Right.
And, this is going to be killer. And I realize we're a reasonably small crowd here, but I think you should tell everybody you know to hit YouTube right in their pocket. Hit them where it hurts. I've been involved in activities like this before, and I can tell you, it caused tremendous amount of trouble when I pulled it off, because nobody likes boycotts, and it's expensive. And you can make them go ahead and pay for the crimes. So I think, you know, if you can get, hopefully this thing catches fire, and I would love to permanently say goodbye to YouTube. That'd be great.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike Adams is what I call irritatingly brilliant.
Yeah,
he is.
Well, there are a few others out there.
Everything he touches turns to gold.
but it's because he works so hard at it and he does so much pre-planning. I guarantee you when Real.Video comes online, it will work flawlessly because that's the way Mike is. There won't be any glitches.
Now, that I would just love to see this take off. I was hoping for a little more out of Black Rifle Coffee, but it looks like it's just, I don't think the fire's out, but it's smoldering. So, I was kind of hoping they would go ahead and run right over the top of Starbucks, but, what do I know?
So well, the Pentagon claims.
Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say the Pentagon claims years ago, after Gary McKinnon supposedly did the greatest hack ever with a, that's what it, they called it anyway, by hacking into the Pentagon with a dial-up modem from jolly old Britain, not so United Kingdom. he said he saw plenty of other people getting in the same ports or channels or the same way he did, and.
Sure.
The Pentagon, sometime later, I read a kind of a reluctant, I guess, press question that was given to some, spokes critter. And they said, look, we realize we can't really stop these hackers. All we can do is monitor what they're doing. And so I will not be surprised that somehow or another that Mike Adams gets plenty of trouble. So I would, I wouldn't blame. Wouldn't blame him because there really is no network security. I think there's plenty of evidence that there's all kinds of backdoors that are intentionally put in there. The only time they get patched or fixed is when they get for sale on the dark web. And one of the tells, like a poker game, one of the tells is how quickly they roll out the patches. Like all the fly traps that were done on Linksys and other brands of wireless routers that were used in coffee shops and stuff. They were fly traps, basically installing malware and any devices that handshake to them. Those patches were rolled out awfully darn quick, if you notice, for Linksys, all the way back to 2007 devices that they no longer supported. So,
right.
I mean, if you read Mike Rivero's Computer Internet Security section, he needs to rename that Computers Internet Insecurity because it's just story after story after story about how insecure networks are and the routers are. And so the whole thing's been built on a big, literally, house of sand.
Well, you're right. The only way to be secure on the on a computer is not be hooked up to anything.
Air gap.
No Wi-Fi, no Ethernet, nothing.
Air gap. But there's still ways that they can, travel stuff. That's what Stuxnet did, or Stuxnet was traveling on thumb drives. And
right.
Ben Gurion University has actually developed ways to get data out of computers by modulating a fan speed and creating a data channel by just the tone of the fan going back and forth.
I didn't know about that, but I bet they have to be very close.
Yeah, the fans, well, yeah, within earshot of the fan sound. Of course, you can get these sound reinforcement and stuff from microphones and devices. Like, if just your cell phone's in the same room with a computer, that's what they're talking about, being able to do that, through the sound reinforcement of multiple microphones.
That's scary.
Well, it's just where we're at. So you just have to be aware of it. Be aware of it. Ignorance
you couple
is
that with what Boston Robotics put out this week with their robots. They put out a video. It was only like 3 minutes long. But the one that looks like a dog and the one that looks like a human, they now, the advances are incredible. They got them, the one that looks like a human, they showed him running and jumping across logs and stuff like that. And the dog thing, up and down stairs, frontwards and backwards, what they've got them doing is just incredible. The technology is going faster, I think, than we're going to be able to control.
Well, I think we can bring back some really old weapons like what the South Americans used on the giant sloths. These balls tied together with some Kevlar thread or something. You can throw them around your head and then, twirl them around and wrap them around the legs of these robots and trip them up.
That'd be the
Star Wars. I saw that.
Yeah. Oz Rocket would work, too.
Say what?
Buzz rockets, light anti-tank weapon system, those one-shot
sometimes
missiles.
Sometimes that stuff just puts you in more jeopardy, though. You attract more attention. You know, you can trip the robot up and smash its brain or something without it figuring out what happened. It won't necessarily phone home. It won't phone home what happened.
That's true.
Be trying to figure it out, and then you recover your you recover your device that you used, and they don't know what happened to it. Those legs collapsed.
Yep.
I don't know what happened. But a light anti-tank weapon will have a very big signature. If you're talking guerrilla warfare, you have to stay small and undetected.
Oh, that is true. That is true.
Sometimes the old-fashioned simple stuff causes more trouble.
I'm wondering if those heavy-duty magnets wouldn't work. What do they call them, earth magnets?
If they got a hard
drive in there, or even a solid-state drive, you could wipe that out in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Yeah, there's probably plenty of ways.
Get that close.
I imagine they'll try to make them resistant to electromagnetic pulse, like a lot of the military equipment is.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I'll worry about it when it happens.
Right, and I haven't seen those videos yet. I just read about them.
Yeah, it was only like a 3-minute video, and it's really pretty good. So,
my wonder is how long can they run right now on the batteries or whatever, and these high energy batteries. They're prone to run long enough to demonstrate the technology, because that's all they're doing is trying to get investors.
Right. I agree. Go ahead.
I was going to say, there is a guy I know who was at a military base in the late 1950s who saw the amplifier technology way back then. It was before the age of solid state, on a certain southern military base, saw them transmitting electricity wirelessly from one side of the base to the other, and he was told not to talk about what he had seen, and this was like 1959 or something.
Yeah,
I can imagine they may be able to beam energy into these robots, but don't get in between it. Don't get in the beam at all.
And it wouldn't surprise me if they did it from a satellite.
That's depicted in Star Wars, isn't it?
Do you think that's why they don't want us to have 50 caliber BMGs anymore? Do you think it's because they work on robots?
3 miles away, up to, if you're good, supposedly.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, for that kind of reward, I could get good.
The only thing I'm going to be able to do is get them when they come up the driveway or towards the house, because I'm pretty much limited to the front porch now. But I'll tell you, reach out and get one.
Well, with your technological skill, what you want to do is hack two of these and start using them as and I guess this is politically incorrect, as AI servants, and you can have these things. Thanks a million. What you can do? Are you kidding me? Hold on. I've got help here.
grandkids.
Navigation.
That is part of guerrilla warfare too. You take their own stuff and use it against them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when you're not actually fighting, have them pull a plow or something like that.
Yep. Yeah,
that worked.
Yeah, I think so.
That worked.
I think so.
You'd certainly have to be sure and disable all the telemetry that probably would tell them where they are, you know, GPS wise or whatever.
Actually, somehow, yeah. Hard.
Apparently, there's some hidden transmitters in some of these chips now that it pings off of the. What in the world?
I have no idea. It could be bleed over on one of our phone signals and all that. Sam, I don't know if we can do it, buddy. But let's go ahead and bring on that other caller, Sovereign Man, on if we can. Okay, are you there, sir?
Ahoy, ahoy. Request permission to come aboard the citizenship.
Come aboard, sir. What a character. Go ahead. Permission granted.
Yeah. Have a little fun while you're on the quarterdeck. Yeah, I just wanted to first plug the chat room. It's a rural survival show. chattango.com.
Yeah, I got to remember that. I forgot it last week.
And then keep right.
The rural survival show.chattango.com. Put a few links in there. One is a book on self-sufficiency. And some links to some of the emergency monitoring websites for emergency situations. You can actually zoom in on the red zone link, and it shows you the seismic activity in Hawaii and whatnot. It's a global thing. I wanted to mention that I do remember when the sun was a warm yellow, and the skies were a deep blue.
I was wondering if it was just me or not, you know?
No, brother, it's not just you. That they have created, and, you know, they, the hierarchy enslaving you, have created a plasma in the upper ionosphere. And, that it's like fourfold. You know, one is weather modification. Data transmission. Power transmission. You know, are you ready for this? Behavior modification.
That I don't doubt.
Yeah. Well, all this stuff is linked together, and it's, you know, the microwaves are affecting us, which we are, you know, predominantly water. You know, the body is physically 74% water. The brain is 85% water. And when you ingest these metals into your body, or you surreptitiously breathe them in from the quote-unquote chemtrails, they build up and they make wonderful conductors within the body.
Right. Well, that does not surprise me. Remember, we used, I don't think it had anything to do with plasma, but during the first Iraq war, and I'm assuming the second one, we used weapons that, but they were sonic weapons, that actually modified the behavior of the Iraqis.
Directed energy weapons, voice to skull. B2K.
Right.
They heard God talking to them, and they came out, the Iraqi Republican Guard came out of the desert with their weapons disassembled.
Yep. Yeah, I wasn't there, but I was stateside when that was starting, and before I got out, I read a whole lot of message traffic about all that stuff.
Yeah, I believe
back then it was super classified.
Yeah, I believe these videos that they're releasing for the advancements of these robotics, I believe that's just for the consumption of the public. I believe these things are way more advanced.
I think so, too. I truly do. I mean, when they started, only because it was under the robotics thread I was reading, they've now got sex robots that the full bodies move and everything. If that technology has gotten to sex robots, you can bet the powers that be have spent a whole lot more, advanced.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I know Murr says, you know, boycott the Talmud stream, but, you know, their law says that they have to warn us that the movie Ex Machina is a pretty interesting movie, and that has to do with AI, robot becoming self-aware, the Turing test, The guy who supposedly built the thing was the creator of the world's largest search engine. Well, I think they Googled what General Dynamics, didn't they?
I would say there's a very good possibility. All right, guys, we got our last break. Hang on. No time for any more callers. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the final segment of the Rural Survival Show on today, Saturday, the 12th day of May, 2018. One quick little reminder, folks. Remember, Lori and I are listener-supported. If you can afford it, we could use any help we could get. Go to ruralsurvival.info. You can donate by PayPal, set up a schedule like a couple of people have done here in the past few weeks, you know, $5 a month, $1 a month, whatever. Also, we have a Patreon account. Anything you can do to help would be greatly appreciated. Okay, gentlemen, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. Take it away. Who wants to talk first and pick a quick subject?
Well, I'm on the website. I'm on the website right now, and I was looking at your ad for the energy cleaner, and it's kind of pulsing, and I was wondering if that was my eyes or is that the ad.
No, actually, that was done intentionally to draw attention to it.
Yeah, okay.
That's a gift. Makes it sort of shimmer.
Well, thank you for that gift. Yeah, Rural Survival.
Anybody wants to buy an energy cleaner, they click on that link. Rural Survival gets $25 commission for the sale. That's what that is.
There you go. You can help support Rural Survival by purchasing your energy cleaner through them.
Right. We've had probably five or six people buy through Rural Survival, which is great. You know, they get a super great product that I swear by, and you know, Rural Survival gets $25, and it helps a lot.
For sure. Nice site.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, we've turned it pretty much into a reference site now. I just, with all my hospital time and medical appointments and all that until recently, I just haven't had time to do anything with it. And I'm not going to do anything with it until I get a new computer. So.
Yeah, looks real clean. Put a shout out that, you know, that dispensers need, you know, some help. You got a computer that you're not using, it's still worthy, can be restored. Send it to them.
Yeah, we could definitely use, you know, if somebody has an old computer, you know, contact me, office@ruralsurvival.info. The board I'm using right now was made in 2007, if that tells anybody anything.
A lot of businesses, if you know anybody that has a business where they've updated their computer system and that cabinet sitting somewhere in the business, you know, just collecting dust, they can donate it.
Yeah, don't need the whole computer, just the board.
I hear you.
Don't need hard drives or anything like that, just the board.
Board and RAM.
All right. Rick, are you still online?
Yes, I am still on the line.
Okay.
One thing I want to mention before we run out of time here is...
Make it quick.
Soda.
He's explaining.
Well, I'm looking at the clock. It looks like I had 2 minutes. All right, yeah. Well, thanks a million. Fun show. A lot of good chatter.
Yeah. Hey, guys, everybody, Rick, Mike, Sovereign Man, appreciate it. All the other callers, greatly appreciate you calling in. We'll be back same time, same channel next week. Visit ruralsurvival.info if you get a chance. Hope everybody has a fun and safe weekend. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.